If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Javid, since the topic that we are, in fact, talking about is the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khomeini, let me ask you this question. It happens sometimes that, you know, while you're offering the prayer, then, in fact, somebody greets you with Salaam Alaikum.
Yeah.
Then how should one go about this?
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I would like to say that a person who is offering prayer should not greet other people. Yeah, he himself should not initiate the greeting.
Yes.
Okay? And if another person says Salaam Alaikum to him or greets him, he should use the same words in reply without adding anything to it. Now, for example, if someone comes and says Salaam Alaikum, you cannot say Alaikum Salaam. Okay? This is, of course, in common view, you are supposed to say Alaikum Salaam, okay?
Yes, yes.
But the religious authorities have said that you should reply the salam by saying Salaam Alaikum, the same words, not adding one more word to the greeting.
What about the mere word of Salaam?
No.
Because, no Alaikum in it.
Because that's not sufficient. That's not a perfect salam, okay?
Uh-huh.
Of course, it is acceptable from a common, you know, from the viewpoint.
Socially speaking.
Yeah, socially speaking, or from speaking from the viewpoint of the common people.
Yes.
But according to Sharia, it's not a perfect greeting. So if you want to greet someone or reply to someone by greeting him back, you should repeat the same words. And if you are praying, you should return the salam by saying the exact words that he says. For example, if he says Salamun Alaik, you should say Salamun Alaik. And if someone is a woman, now if there is a woman and comes in and says, okay, Salamun Alaik, then you should say Salamun Alaiki, because she is a woman and you can say Salamun Alaiki, okay? Because you are talking to a woman, you are responding to to a woman. So you have to use the special pronoun.
I see.
Which is with ki, not with ka.
All right. Sheikh Javid, what about a child giving, greeting such as the word as salam, you know? Mm-hmm. Is it still obligatory to respond to that child?
Well, according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, if a woman or a child, or, you know, a child who is discerning, not a child who is not mumayyiz, or someone who is not able to distinguish between good and bad. Now, the religious authorities have clearly stated that if a mumayyiz child, as someone who is able to tell, or who is able to tell between good and bad, comes with a greeting and says Salaamu Alaikum, then it becomes obligatory for the person who is offering prayer to reply to the salam by saying Salaamu Alaikum.
Yes.
And he should return the salam.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a very short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the Library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and our dear guest speaker, as always, in the studio with us, Sheikh Javid. Well, we are talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei, and we were talking about some of these issues and questions and comments. Sheikh Javid, in one of the earlier programs, when you were talking about some of the 12 invalidating agents for the prayer, you mentioned that, eating or drinking while offering the prayer is rendering the prayer void, right?
Sure.
So the question is, sometimes it happens that some particles of food are left in the mouth, like between the teeth.
Yeah.
All right. What about those if one swallows the food intentionally or unintentionally?
Yes.
Does that make the prayer void?
the food particles which remain around the teeth or in your mouth do not make your prayer void, even if you intentionally swallow those particles or those food, you know, ingredients left in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, your prayer is not made void.
I see. What happens to the prayer if, you know, a person eats something like a piece of bread forgetfully or by mistake? Will his prayer remain valid?
The question of forgetfulness or mistake is something and eating something deliberately and intentionally mm-hmm. is something else. Now, if you happen to eat something unintentionally and forgetfully, not knowing that you are actually praying,
mm-hmm.
then, of course, according to His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, the prayer is not made void and you can still carry on praying.
I see. Okay. Sheikh Javed, is it permissible to pray with one's eyes closed, as I've seen in some people doing it in some of the Muslim countries?
You're right. Well, you know, of course, it's permissible. It's permissible to offer prayers with your eyes closed, with your eyes closed. But, and I have seen many people who close their eyes or shut their eyes for better concentration because mm-hmm. they think that, okay, if I have to concentrate during prayer, I have to shut my eyes so as not to see things around me or people walking around me. I should not see because some people have problem concentrating during prayers.
Yes.
And in order to concentrate, they choose to close their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But the religious authorities have said that closing your eyes is makruh. It mm-hmm. is reprehensible.
Yeah.
It's reprehensible.
Yes.
And that's why we should avoid closing mm-hmm. our eyes no matter what. We should avoid closing our eyes no matter what the circumstances, okay? Of course, concentration is good and it's highly recommended to concentrate. But for concentration, in order to be able to concentrate, we are not supposed to close our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We should, you know, we should see things around us, and because we are talking to Allah, just as you talk to someone to an individual,
yes.
you cannot shut your eyes. The same is the case with prayer, where you are communicating with Allah, and you keep your eyes open and continue communicating.
What about exposure to air pollution? If somebody is in fear of like letting something like a particle of dust, mm-hmm. in fact, enter their eyes, especially during prostration, if somebody is like offering the prostration of the prayer, you know, because
right.
the head is like down on the muhr,
yeah,
right? Or to the soil or to the ground, then some particles of dust may come and enter their eyes. If somebody's scared of this,
you're right.
Or the air pollution, which is the dust particle in the air, hovering in the air.
You're right. If there is dust, if there is smoke, if there is something, you're scared or you're frightened, at least it might enter your eyes and affect
yes,
your eyes.
Exactly.
Of course, you can close your eyes uh-huh. to protect your eyes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed, for your nice contribution and answers to the questions about the very important topic and the principle of the rules of prayer, in fact, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. And if you have any questions and queries, you can drop your comments or whatever you think of the program at englishradio@irib.ir. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun الظاهر والباطن على إِلَهَ